Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and he said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth." This mandate given to Noah in Genesis chapter 9 verse 1 echoes the mandate God gave to Adam and Eve in Genesis chapter 1 verse 24. Yet, instead of filling the earth, the people following the flood desired to congregate together and build a city with a great tower for worship. By doing this, these people were asserting their own will and desire to do their own thing rather than to follow the word of God. The city they built was called Babel, which means the gate of God. Their goal was to make a name for themselves. Note, a name for themselves and not for God. In the midst of their city was a tower, probably a ziggurat. In ancient Mesopotamia, ziggurats were the most common form of building used for worship of the gods. Ziggurats resembled step pyramids with staircases enabling worshippers to ascend from one level of the pyramid to the next. Not only could the worshippers ascend this structure, but it was thought that the gods could also descend these staircases to come and bless the city in which it stood. At the top of the ziggurat was a small room which contained a bed, a table, and fresh food, so that the gods would have something to eat when they descended to the earth. But the word Babel is also closely related to a Hebrew term meaning mixed up or confused. While those constructing the city of Babel believed that they were creating the gate of God, the Holy Scriptures know that all that was being created was confusion and chaos. While those erecting the city believed that they were creating the pinnacle of human culture, God, however, used this attempt to illustrate to us humanity's complete failure when they reject God's word and rely upon their own wisdom and ability. Rejecting the mandate of their Creator, humanity attempted to establish its own kingdom of security, where we were in control of all things. There was no need for God. Instead, they relied upon their own initiative to create unity and identity for themselves. They believed themselves to be autonomous, controlling their own destinies, with no need for their Creator. This is nothing more than a repetition of Adam and Eve's eating from the forbidden fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden. However, it is illustrated here on a grand social scale. By creating this ziggurat, they are arrogantly challenging God to come down from heaven and bless their city and their work done in their own name. We read in Genesis chapter 11, starting at verse 5, "And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of man had built. And the Lord said, Behold, they are one people, and they all have one language, and this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they propose to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down, and there confuse their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all of the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all of the earth. These verses pulse with irony. If they desire God to come down and see what they are building for their own glory, then he will indeed do just that. But he will not come for blessing. Instead, he will come to confuse them. While they understand their ziggurat to be a stairway to heaven, God has to come down just to notice such a puny and insignificant structure. And God does not come down in blessing. Instead, He judges their arrogance by mixing up their language and scattering them across the face of the earth. Thus, God ultimately fulfills His mandate through this judgment that humanity would fill the earth. Babel illustrates that humanity is always too willing to construct kingdoms of our own making for our own glory, while utterly disregarding God. By building this city and center of worship, the citizens of Babel attempted to create a new and false identity, built on the idea of human autonomy. But God judged their sin for what it was, arrogant idolatry. God concluded their building program for them through His act of judgment, leading to their confusion and dispersal. But confusion and chaos did not have the last word, or even Babel. No, for on the day of Pentecost, 50 days after Jesus' resurrection from the dead, God poured out His Holy Spirit upon the followers of Jesus, who spoke to the multitudes in their own languages. Each heard the glorious message of Jesus' death and resurrection for the forgiveness of their sins in their own tongue. In the second chapter of Acts, we hear how the crowd is encouraged to repent of their arrogance and their pride, to humble themselves before God, and believe in Jesus Christ, the Savior, who has conquered sin, death, and chaos. Jesus is the only one who can unite us and give us our true identities in God. Indeed, He is the only gate to God. So if your life is a babel of confusion and chaos, repent of your arrogant, autonomous ways and stop your attempts to climb up to God. In Christ, God has come to you. He has met you where you are, even in the midst of confusion and chaos. And He speaks to you, and He says, "I love you. I have forgiven you." And you have true security and identity through faith in Me. Let us pray. O God, the Holy Spirit, sanctifier of the faithful, visit us, we pray, with Your love and favor. Enlighten our minds more and more with the everlasting gospel. Graft into our hearts a love of the truth. Increase in us true faith. Nourish us with all goodness, and of Your great mercy keep us in the same. O blessed Spirit, whom with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified as one God, world without end. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.